The directors Peter and Bobby Farrelly are best known for their gross-out slapstick comedies, such as There's Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber, and Shallow Hal. Their newest film, Stuck on You, features Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear as a pair of conjoined twins. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The Farrelly brothers, Peter and Bobby, exploded onto the scene like a popped whitehead with Dumb and Dumber, and that title has become shorthand both for their films and the people who flock to them. I'll concede that their movies are broadly written and that they've never learned the niceties of composition or staging. Their plots feature cretinous males unable to control their bodily fluids, pursuing silky blondes, not exactly progressive territory. But I consider the Farrellys the most compassionate filmmakers in Hollywood right now. They're guerrilla humanists, working in the lowest and most infantile of genres with disarming moral authority. Yes, they wear that humanism like a loud plaid sports jacket. But even at their most tasteless, their proportion of empathy to mockery is about 50-50. And when someone genuinely disabled or abnormally sized shows up, that balance shifts to 80-20. And they always do show up. While it's a shock to see an actor with spina bifida make fun of his lack of certain orifices, I'm convinced that the Farrelly's underlying impulse is a healing one. To make the disabled part of the same continuum as the rest of us poor bastards, laboring to make do with whatever handicaps have been bestowed on us by a jokester god. Which leads us to Stuck on You, in which Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear play Mo and Walt, conjoined twins. And don't call them Siamese, says Damon's Mo. They're American. They're connected at the waist and share a liver. Actually, Mo has most of it, which is unfortunate because Walt is the bigger drinker. Mo and Walt run the Quickie Burger Eatery on Martha's Vineyard, where they turn burger making into a wondrous ballet. Watch them chop, flip, squirt, top, and plate with dizzying precision. Kinnear's Walt is the slicker one. He sleeps with all the girls, while Mo sits beside the curtain bed with headphones and a book. Walt wants to go to Hollywood to be an actor, but Mo, who has no choice but to go with him, gets massive panic attacks when his brother performs. In L.A., they meet Cher, played by Cher, who's unhappily locked into a contract to star in a dopey forensic series called Honey and the Bees. She picks Walt as her leading man, thinking there's no way the studio would make the show. But they do, somehow keeping Mo out of the frame, and it's a big hit. Except Mo's panic attacks become a problem for director Griffin Dunne. The sound you hear, by the way, is Mo blowing into a paper bag while his brother acts.
Here, fill this out, and I will see if I can squeeze you into an entry-level position.
Fantastic. Let me tell you something. You won't regret this. And by the way, if you need any references or anything, I can certainly furnish you with everything that you put...
Bob, you're telling me you're... Cut it. 10.
That's 10 times.
It's okay. It's just very, very important that you stay on your mark.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I have some opening day jitters.
It's okay, kid. It's okay. And I know you're going to get it. It's just you have to stay out of frame.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Otherwise, the whole show won't work.
Right.
All right. I don't want to tell you how to handle this, Griffin, but back home at the Oak Plus Playhouse, we used to disguise him as different props in order to hide him.
Right.
Oh, that's a great idea, Walt. We'll just turn Bob into a bush.
It might not be such a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea. The network has made it very clear that the kid stays out of the picture. In this way, we don't have to explain why the bees is followed around by a juniper bush.
Matt Damon gives an affecting performance, a serious performance. His Mo is brainy, introverted, and hopelessly overdependent on his brother's initiative. And this is the first time I've warmed to Greg Kinnear. He's very sweet, and his usual smarminess merges with his character's overconfidence in a way that's rather poignant. Stuck on You isn't just gags. It has patches of uncomfortable intimacy, moments when you realize that, for the Farrellys, this is personal. Near the end, the twins have a fight and begin to slap each other, and when Mo sprints in the opposite direction, Walt yells, "You'd better run!" That line is hilarious, but the blows that follow don't have Three Stooges boinks. They're real. Then the brothers lie exhausted on the grass and wonder aloud, if it's finally time to go under the knife. When the Bijani twins of Iran died this summer during surgery to separate them, there was clucking in some circles that the decision to release a conjoined twins comedy was monstrous. But Stuck on You turns out to be an offbeat memorial to the Bajani's dilemma, and beyond that, a metaphor for all our cruel intimacies. It's about how symbiosis makes you stronger and warps you, and separation makes you liberated and incomplete. It's a testament to compromise, and so are the Farrelly's movies, between the pain of our freakishness and the wonderfully dumb slapstick it makes possible.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.